In today's show, Bitcoin price tumbles to final support as trader warns of $24,000 Bitcoin price target. That's right, a failure to retain this $31,000 support would mean that $29,000 and then $24,000 are next on the menu, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. I'll be breaking this down for you, along with the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, breaking news, PayPal increases its crypto purchase limits to $100,000. That's right, they're now allowing users based in the U.S. to purchase up to $100,000 in cryptocurrency weekly, up from $20,000 per week, just in time for you to BTFD, buy that freaking dip. Also in today's show, breaking news, decentralized finance on the Bitcoin blockchain. Jack Dorsey says Square's new division will make it happen. That's right, Jack Dorsey's Square has revealed that the firm is building a new division that will focus on building DeFi services that utilize Bitcoin, as he shared here in this tweet. Square is creating a new business, focus on building an open developer platform with the sole goal of making it easy to create non-custodial, permissionless, and decentralized financial services. Our primary focus is Bitcoin, its name to be discussed. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, sharp Bitcoin rally to abruptly follow market retreat, according to crypto analysts. Here's his timeline. We're talking about the high-profile crypto trader, Crypto Callio, who's discussing what he believes is in store for Bitcoin heading into the rest of the year. That's right, Crypto Callio shares a chart overlaying with his projected July Bitcoin price action. And according to this trader's chart, you can see right here, Bitcoin might consolidate until the end of July and then take off and hit $48,000 by August. This isn't to say that history mirrors itself perfectly, but often it rhymes. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, the GMR Zone Podcast. Let's talk about the GMR Zone Pod real quick. GMR Zone is about the GMR crypto and GMR gaming platform, a gaming crypto by gamers for gamers. GMR is going to be launching the GMR Center, which will be an entire gaming platform that will combine the gaming world with the crypto world. They've already begun onboarding popular streamers to help advertise the platform. On GMR Center, you'll be able to buy games with GMR, watch streamers, tip streamers with GMR, buy and sell NFTs, and more. The GMR Zone will be the backbone of the GMR Center. Finally, we say goodbye to the garbage in-game currencies of the past. You can check out GMR at gmr.finance and listen to the GMR Zone podcast on all of your favorite podcasting apps. So go ahead and visit gmr.finance. Once again, that's gmr.finance, and tune in to the GMR Zone podcast. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the comments below. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin dropped to its final support zone above 31,000 on July 15th as the low grind downwards brought fresh predictions of a Bitcoin price crash. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart as the Binance debacle spreads as $32,000 support falls. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting fresh local lows of 31,500 yesterday, and this morning's local lows are at $31,000 even. The Bitcoin/USD pair made little progress overnight, failing further as Italian lawmakers said that the major exchange Binance was unauthorized to trade in their jurisdiction, the latest in a series of setbacks for the exchange. A spokesperson nonetheless told the lamestream media that its operations were unaffected by the announcement. We take a collaborative approach in working with regulators, and we take our compliance obligations very seriously, the spokesperson commented, quoting to Reuters. As such, there remain little cause for optimism among spot traders. For popular crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop, 31,000 represented Bitcoin's last hope of avoiding a more serious dip, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin didn't hold the 32,400 level as support and dip lower, through which it's facing the final support zone to hold the 31,000 to 31,500 region. If this is lost, 29,000 and 24,000 are the next zones, as you can see right here in your screen. Do you feel we're likely to break below 31,000 and likely touch 29,000 or even as low as 24,000? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. The price headache is being exacerbated by a conspicuous lack of interest amongst investors, with low volumes meaning a sustained bullish uptick is unlikely. Now, data from on-chain monitoring resource Glassnode reveals, however, it may be seasonal rather than an emotional phenomenon, as Jan and Yan share right here. Investors aren't selling, they are simply on holiday. Co-founders Yan and Jan argued, pointing to a significant reduction in exchange transaction fees, as you can see right here. And further data shows that accumulation is underway, even by investors who sold when Bitcoin hit $30,000 on the way to current all-time highs. Let me know if you feel we're likely to break below that critical 30,000 support, and how low do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go? Or on the other hand, do you feel that the low is currently in and Bitcoin will continue to climb from here? Holla at your boy. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, PayPal increases crypto purchase limits to $100,000, as well as decentralized finance on Bitcoin. Jack Dorsey says Square's new division will make it happen, as well as sharp Bitcoin rally to abruptly follow market retreat, according to crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin and most major altcoins currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 1.2%, trading at $31,300. We have Ethereum down 1.5%, trading just under $1,900. Binance Coin down 1%, trading at $305. Cardano down 3%, trading at $1.18. And Chainlink down about 5%, trading at $15.33. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Payment provider company PayPal is now allowing US-based users to purchase up to $100,000 in crypto weekly. They must be making profits hand over fist, is all I gotta say. In a Thursday announcement, PayPal said it has increased the crypto purchase limit for certain customers based in the US from $20,000 to now $100,000 per week. The company said that the move was aimed at giving users more choice and flexibility in purchasing cryptocurrency. PayPal announced it would be moving into the crypto space in October of last year, later allowing eligible customers based in the US to use crypto for trading and payments, though the company initially announced that users would be limited to purchasing $10,000 in crypto each week. The feature launched with a $20,000 limit. Now, I'm curious, how many of you watching the show have used PayPal to purchase cryptocurrency, and how many of you have purchased $20,000 worth of crypto in a week using PayPal? The platform has been expanding its features for crypto users since last year, partnering with Coinbase to allow crypto purchases through the major exchange, while the PayPal-owned payments firm Venmo launched crypto trading back in April. Before the Venmo announcement, CEO Dan Schulman said he expected the average monthly volume for crypto transactions on PayPal to reach $200 million in a matter of months. And according to analytics site Statista, PayPal had roughly 392 million active user accounts as of the first quarter of 2021. Holy moly. The company has continued to invest in blockchain-focused firms, including Blockchain Capital and blockchain intelligence platform TRM Labs. Now, personally, I have not used PayPal to purchase crypto, and I have no plans in the future to ever use PayPal to purchase cryptocurrency, because I could trust them as far as I can throw them. And also, you got to keep in mind, if you're storing your cryptocurrency on this platform, PayPal, it's not your crypto, not your keys, not your cheese. It's important to point that out. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, DeFi on the Bitcoin blockchain. Jack Dorsey says Square's new division will make it happen, as well as sharp Bitcoin rally to abruptly follow this market retreat, according to crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.3 trillion. So it's on the decline, with $66 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance at 46%, even with the Ether dominance at 17.1%, and the Bitcoin market cap at $586 billion, with the Ether market cap at about $218 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have XEM up 20% for the day, trading at 14 cents. Hedera Hashgraph up 7%, trading at 18 cents. Ravencoin up 7%, trading at 5.5 cents. And Cosmos up 2.7%, trading at $11.23. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have Telcoin down 32% for the day, trading at a penny. AXS down 19% for the day, but still up 83% for the week, trading just under $22. And ThorChain down 16% for the day, trading at $4.64. Now, out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 22 in extreme fear, and last month was a 33 in fear, and in between, we've been stuck in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. Like we're witnessing right now, this could be a great buying opportunity. That's right, BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Square CEO Jack Dorsey has revealed that the firm is building a new division that will focus on building decentralized financial services that utilize the king of all crypto. As he shares right here in this tweet, Square is creating a new business, joining Seller, Cash App, and Tidal, focused on building an open developer platform with the sole goal of making it easy to create non-custodial, permissionless, and decentralized financial services. Our primary focus is Bitcoin, its name to be discussed. And he continues, like our new Bitcoin hardware wallet, we're going to do this completely in the open, open roadmap, open development, and open source. Mike Brock is leading and building this team, and we have some ideas around the initial platform primitives we want to build. Now, how is this different from Square? Square doesn't give direction to Square, only funding. They choose to work on LDK and are doing an incredible job. To be discussed, we'll be focused on creating a platform business and we'll open source our work along the way. We'll set up Twitter and GitHub accounts soon and update this thread on where to find them. And he recently just updated the thread and made the Twitter. And I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. Now, Dorsey named engineer Mike Brock as the head of the division, who previously led the development team that was working on integrating Bitcoin features for the Cash App back in 2018. Brock has experience with open source projects through his work with enterprise open source solutions provider Red Hat Inc. And checking out this tweet from Mike Brock, on a personal note, I just want to say I am super excited to return to the world of open source. I cut my professional teeth in open source at Red Hat and excited to prove to the world again that great businesses can be built atop of free and open software. So there you have it. A firm of Square stature working to make easy to use DeFi services on Bitcoin could potentially ramp up adoption and provide greater competition to Ethereum-based DeFi as well as Cardano. The Bitcoin network currently does not have any smart contract capability, which makes it difficult to compete with Ethereum-based DeFi and its interoperable money Legos. Decentralized finance on Bitcoin relies on additional infrastructure such as bridges and sidechains to initiate smart contracts. And according to data from DeFi Llama, Ethereum dominates the top 100 DeFi platforms in terms of total value locked, with Aave topping the list with 9 billion total value locked. Binance also provides competition with platforms such as the 8th ranked PancakeSwap, which has 3.76 billion in total value locked. And in comparison, the highest ranked Bitcoin-based project on DeFi, Llama, is the Lightning Network, which ranks at 103 with total value locked at $58.7 million. However, total value locked may not be the best way to measure the utility of the Lightning Network. DeFi on Ethereum has exploded in 2021, and according to data from Dune Analytics, the total DeFi user base, as measured in terms of unique addresses, has grown from 1.1 million at the start of January to around 3 million in July. That's right, it almost 3x in half of a year. Not too shabby. Check out the growth right here. Days from 0 to 1 million unique addresses pinging DeFi, 1,080. Days from 1 million to 2 million unique addresses pinging DeFi, 143. And days from 2 million to 3 million unique addresses pinging DeFi, only 79 days. So there you have it. DeFi has been going absolutely parabolic and is more likely to continue this trend. And along with Square's latest project, another factor that could aid the adoption of Bitcoin-based DeFi is the Taproot upgrade slated for mid-November. Cointelegraph reported on June 26th that the upgrade will reportedly open the door to Bitcoin smart contracts. And Square's new division adds to its business lines that include Cash App, Square Seller, and Tidal Streaming Service, which Dorsey also recently teased would have potential blockchain tech integrations such as smart contracts and NFTs. The Bitcoin DeFi announcement follows up from earlier this month when Dorsey took to Twitter to announce that Square will be launching its own Bitcoin hardware wallet to provide assisted custody to make the process easier for mainstream users. Now, personally, I feel this is a game changer and may put many cryptocurrencies out of business. I cannot wait for Bitcoin to adopt smart contracts and can't wait for this Taproot upgrade to occur later this year. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, sharp Bitcoin rally to abruptly follow market retreat, according to crypto analysts. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 835 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A high-profile crypto trader is discussing what he believes is in store for Bitcoin heading into the rest of the year. The pseudonymous trader, known as Crypto Callio, is looking at potential similarities between Bitcoin's chart from July of 2020 and today. Callio tells his 332,000 Twitter followers that this time last year, Bitcoin followed the tech narrative and exploded alongside the NASDAQ. This time around, he's looking for history to rhyme. Quoting him here, just a reminder that 1 year ago, everyone thought Bitcoin looked terrible. Also, the same thing to do was to take profit before it crashed back down below 6,000, even though tech was running wild. It didn't take long for the narrative to change. Callio notes that the Bitcoin chart looked especially bearish in the middle period of July, but after that, Bitcoin rallied hard. Quoting him right here, the chart looked terrible from July 9th through the 20th, especially. It went vertical from there, as you can see right here on your screen. Callio also shares a chart overlaying his projected July Bitcoin price action. And according to the trader's chart, Bitcoin might consolidate until the end of July, which is the end of this month, and then take off and hit 48,000 by August, which is next month. Quoting him here, this isn't to say that history mirrors itself perfectly, but it often rhymes. That's right. He ain't telling no lies. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to hit $48,000 in August? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price tumbles the final support as trader warns of $24,000 Bitcoin price target. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. PayPal increases their crypto purchase limits from $20,000 to now $100,000 per week. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. DeFi on Bitcoin. Jack Dorsey says Square's new division will make it happen. Also in today's show, we discussed a sharp Bitcoin rally to abruptly follow market retreat, according to crypto analyst who shares his timeline and says the Bitcoin price could bounce to $48,000 next month in August. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, the GMR Zone Podcast. Let's talk about the GMR Zone Pod real quick. GMR Zone is about the GMR crypto and GMR gaming platform, a gaming crypto by gamers for gamers. GMR is going to be launching the GMR Center, which will be an entire gaming platform that will combine the gaming world with the crypto world. They've already begun onboarding popular streamers to help advertise the platform. On GMR Center, you'll be able to buy games with GMR, watch streamers, tip streamers with GMR, buy and sell NFTs, and more. The GMR Zone will be the backbone of the GMR Center. Finally, we say goodbye to the garbage in-game currencies of the past. You can check out GMR at gmr.finance and listen to the GMR Zone podcast on all of your favorite podcasting apps. So go ahead and visit gmr.finance. Once again, that's gmr.finance, and tune in to the GMR Zone podcast.